الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر.
Assalamu alaikum, warahmatullahi wabarakatuh, and welcome to the Islamic Faith in Focus. I'm your host, Imam Hassan A. Amin. This program, or this Islamic Studies class, is designed to present what the Islamic faith is and what it is not. I am not here to debate with anyone about my chosen faith, no more than I will go back and forth with you regarding any faith that you practice. I am unapologetic when it comes to authentic rites and rituals of the faith of Islam. Please call your friends and let them know that Islamic Studies class is about to begin. Also, do not forget to have your Quran near you, along with paper, pencil, pen, or somewhere taking notes. By the way, those of you who have been attending this weekly Islamic Studies class, welcome back to class. Those who are new listeners or new students, welcome to our weekly Islamic study class. Today's class, we're just going to look at just one ayat or one verse in the Quran. This is going to be the 49th chapter of Quran, and the verse in that chapter is the 13th verse. So if you can go ahead and turn to that page now and sort of follow along with me. I'm going to do some very lightweight explanation of this particular verse. Again, that chapter 49, verse 13. I'll say it again. Chapter 49, verse 13. And it says in this particular verse, and I'm going to read it in English because of the time limit. O mankind, we have created you from a male and a female, and made you into nations and tribes that you may know one another. This is so that you get to know each other by the person's nature, by the person's nation, or the person's tribe. Allah did not make us into nations and tribes. Like, for example, United States is a nation. And within the United States, you have various states, 50 of them all together. And within those states, you have various tribes or groups of people in each one of those states. And you can break it down whatever way you want to in your particular country. I don't know how you do it there. But the thing is that you understand the whole thing about nations and tribes. And Allah made it to the various nations. You have what is called the United Nations. They're based here in the United States, their headquarters in the United States, where people, leaders from all over the world, they come here to the United States and they meet on various topics. Whatever is currently going on in the world, then they will say something about it, give their opinion about it. They want to be against it, a particular tribe or a particular nation, because they're going to get maybe for going against, for example, a smaller nation. And so we have it like that. When you talk about United Nations, which of course is United Nations, I'm coming together. And so, or he made it into tribes. So we not that we get to hate each other, but that we get to know each other. And one ayah in the Quran, a verse of Quran, said, "Wama khalaqtu jinna wa insa illa liya'budun." That Allah did not make us into nations and into mankind and into the jinn. Jinn is a sort of beings that Allah created. He made us so that we worship Him. That's our purpose in life, is to worship Him. Some people say, "Well, what is my purpose in life? Why am I here?" you hear Ilali Yabudun, except to do nothing but to worship Allah. That's why you are here. But that's not the topic for today. Today's topic, we're going to talk about basically, why do you hate others? That's the basic topic here. Why do you hate others? When we are instructed by Allah to love one another, to be kind towards another, or one another, to care for one another, not to hate each other because of the color of a person's skin, or I look different from you, or from a different nation, or from a different tribe. So you're gonna treat them a certain way. You may cheat, or shortchange people from this tribe, but you won't shortchange people from your tribe. You should not shortchange anyone. Shortchange is that, for example, you cheat a person, or they give you a certain amount of money. For example, you're supposed to give them a certain amount of money back, and you don't give them all their money back. You give them a portion of the money back because they're not from your tribe or from your nation. Anyone from your nation, you treat them in a good way. In an honorable way, in an honest way, in a good way. And so that's the same thing we should do for anybody. We should treat them honorably and with respect, and show respect towards that individual, not towards people that maybe they're male. You only treat males right. Female, you only treat females right, or from this tribe or that tribe, you only treat the people from your tribe well, or people from another tribe not well, or they're this color skin or that color skin. No one asks for the skin that they're in. None of us went to a restaurant and look on a menu and say, well, I'll have that nose, that ear, those eyes, that color skin. It's not a menu like that. Our parents get together, or some parents got together, and the woman got pregnant, and they had you. That was it. You don't even have a choice in the matter of who your parents are. So you certainly have the choice in the matter pertaining to how you look or the color of your skin. I didn't ask for the color of my skin that I am, that this is the way Allah painted you, painted me, and I'm okay with it. I'm happy with it. Because this is the way Allah painted me, Allah colored me. And that's the way Allah colored or painted you, or made you look the way you look. Allah can make you look worse than the way you look, or take more from you than you have right now. It's like a person that they don't have any shoes, and they say, oh, I don't have shoes. But then again, they see a person with no feet. They don't even have any place to put on shoes because they have no feet. So thank Allah for what you have. And a person with no feet, they may say, for example, oh, I don't have no feet. I don't eat no feet. But Allah can very easily take your legs away. Or you could be around a person that don't have any legs. So they can't even be able to get around unless they're in a wheelchair. I mean, I won't go on and on about this particular thing, but you all get what I mean. And the same thing, my beautiful students, is that what? My question goes back to, why do you hate others? Why? Why? What use is it for you hating others? Are you going to do well or treat this group of people well, or this color-skinned people well, and then you're going to treat the other people with another kind of color skin not well at all? Or you got people one color skin that you think, for example, and we say this sometime here in the United States, we say we think that certain people's ice is colder, is better. Ice is ice. I mean, you have different degrees. Sure you do. But some people think that a person's ice is colder than theirs only based on the color of their skin. So they treat them in a certain way. They respect them, and they respect them more than respect someone else who they think that who they look different than the other people that you honor and that you treat well. And this person has done nothing to you. They had to treat you badly at all. Matter of fact, they were very respectful towards you. So again, why do you hate others? And you probably don't even know the answer to the question. You think about it. And you know, my beautiful students, it's not too late to change. It's not too late to change as long as you have breath in your body to change from the way you are to being a better person. But I'm going to go on because I could be stuck there. I'm trying not to be stuck there. So again, and Allah says what? He said, "Lead the arafu," that you may know one another, which refers to saying so-and-so, the son of so-and-so, from the tribe of so-and-so. So you get to know one another. That's it. I'm learning about you, and you're learning about me. I get to know you, and I get to know me. We cross that line of learning about the other person. Don't be afraid to cross that line. Walk across that line. Run across that line. Climb across that line. Any barrier between you and the other person, you break that barrier down to get to understand and know the other people. And you may find out, you know what? I don't know why I hated this person. This person is okay. This person may be better to you, towards you, than some people that you know. But you're never going to know because you don't dislike this person, because this person looks different than you. The color of their skin is different than yours. They're not from your tribe. And Allah said He created us into nations and tribes that we can learn from another, one another, and not despise or hate one another. I remember when I was teaching college and I would have my students, I try to make the class as interesting as possible. So one of my assignments across the board, I taught sociology. And so one of my assignments, that studying of people, their background, their culture, that kind of thing. And so, again, one of the assignments that I would give to the students, a very essential assignment, I thought, is that they had to write a paper, a certain amount of pages, about another culture. And I told them the different parameters and the things you should be looking at pertaining to the color. I talked to the culture. And so, if you're, for example, African American, you may write about a Korean person or people. And if you're from Japan, you may write about Chinese people. That sort of thing. So that's why I had people do. I didn't want to know or talk about their particular, or them talking about their race. I want you to learn something different, and that you talked about in your paper another race of people, the good thing about the people, the culture of the people, the food of the people, the dress of the people, those kind of things I had to each student write about. And also one of the other assignments in this particular class is that they had to do a class presentation, which was worth a lot of points, and together they had to decide amongst themselves what race of people we're going to talk about, what group of people they're going to talk about. In other words, the majority of the people in that group cannot talk about that their group or their culture. Like say, for example, majority of people of the group are African-American. So they can't talk about the African-American. They can't present about the African-American. And so they had to come together and say, okay, we're going to talk about X, this group of people, that group of people. And that's what they had to do, so that not only do they learn about this other culture, other group of people, that also when they do the presentation in front of the rest of the class, they also learn about this other culture. And they were very good at it. I had some excellent papers for my students on a particular culture, either presentation or from the paper. I remember one student said, "I won't go through all the students. It'll be too long. You don't have enough time." But one student, he developed a friendship. He's African American. He used to go to the store with a lot of people from, I'm going to say the group, with Koreans that were there. He didn't say South or North Korea. He didn't get into that. He said Koreans were there and they operated the store. And so he became very, very friendly with them because he needed to research and find out more information about them. And they became excited too. They say, like, who is this guy? Who is this African-American asking me about me? He seemed to really be interested in me and my culture. So they were like really pumped up about it. He was pumped up about it. And he wrote an excellent paper about this particular group. And other students, again, they wrote excellent papers about particular groups. They did excellent presentations about opposite groups. But I'm just going to, like, again, just want to discuss this one, because he became friendly with his particular people. And more so much so, they were happy to see him when he came into their store to buy something. They call him number one son. I mean, they really became one with him and him with them, because he said, Professor Amin, I really love these people. I learned to laugh at these people. I'm happy to see them. They're happy to see me, and they're both excited. And so you just don't know. You may get that same spirit or feeling if you cross that line, if you break down those barriers, if you don't be part of the group of people. And that had to ask the question, why do you hate others? And you might be hating just to be hating, or you may hate something that you may end up loving. You may be hating something that you get so much benefit from. They get benefit from you, and you get benefit from them. This particular store owner, they probably have another perspective, another idea, another way to look at African-American people when they come into their store, because maybe they also learned that, no, all African-Americans are not like the few that I might run into and have problems with. And the same thing with the African-American student and others coming in and coming to them. They said, no, all Koreans are not bad. Like the ones that I ran into before. And I'm not picking on these two groups. I'm only using them for example. No more than that. I mean, absolutely no disrespect to anyone from either one of those groups. I had to pick a group of people kind of opposite of each other. And so I picked up, and it's a true story, I picked that particular student about a paper that he wrote to me, because his paper and friendship went beyond the paper. And so you could also develop the same kind of friendship beyond the paper, beyond whatever's going on with you right now, that you let things block you from learning about others, learning about others' culture. Each and every one of, for the most part, we have a cell phone. Most of us do. Many of us do. Very rarely do you have a person who have a cell phone. And that cell phone is like a walking dictionary. A pocket dictionary, a pocket source of information. Anything you want to know about almost anything in the world, or how to do almost anything, you just go to your phone and put in your whatever search engine you use, and put it into the phone, and the information will pop up. Some information are totally whacked, is wrong. And then you have some information are right on point. So you can learn about other cultures and other people just by having with you that pocket library. So that pocket source of information, instead of going through to doing all these other kind of things and maybe going back and forth and texting people, then once in a while, look up another culture. Get to understand another group of people. Get to know other people, and not just go to and say something that's going to satisfy what you think about people, because you got plenty of information out there to satisfy that part of you. But you want to know facts about individual group of people or tribes of people. Allah said he made us into nation and tribe, so we get to know each other and not despise each other or hate each other. That's what Allah says. I read it to you from chapter 49, verse 13. You can go to that anytime you want to and get an understanding and clearer understanding of what this particular verse means. We, human beings, we create this divide between each other. I hate you. I'm not saying I hate you. Or individual hate one individual only because of the color of their skin. They know absolutely nothing about the person whatsoever. But because of the color of their skin, they don't like the person or they have this kind of feeling, this feeling about the person. And so I want to remind you about, we're talking about what is the most honorable. The most honorable amongst the in front of Allah is not a person's skin color or their family lineage. And it says in one of the verses in the Quran, I'm not reading in English. Verily, the most honorable of you with Allah is that believer who has taqwa, meaning your honor, having taqwa of Allah is more important. Have piety is more important than a person's family lineage. And I want you to understand that. It's not about your family. Love your family, okay? I have one too. But the thing is the most important thing before Allah is having piety. Because when you go before Allah, oh Allah, I came from family so-and-so. Allah know what family you came from. Allah know what family born in before you were born into the family. Before you were ever created, Allah knew you were going to be part of X family. He already knew that. So you're not giving Allah any news. But the thing you want to present to Allah is taqwa, is to have the piety and have the righteousness about yourself. That's more important than anything else. And also the Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, he mentioned about, some people asked about the most honorable amongst the people. And then, again, he said the most honorable among them with Allah is the one who has the most taqwa, the most piety, the one that's most righteous. That's the most important person before our Lord. And I want to mention something else. And it mentions that verily, Allah does not look at your shape or wealth, but he looks at your hearts and action. Again, going back to taqwa, going back to the piety, going back to righteousness and righteous behavior. That's what Allah looks at. It's not righteous hate behavior that you hate other people. And I ask you the question again. Why do you hate others? I'm trying to see the taqwa there. There's no taqwa there. There's no honor there. There's no piety there. So why do you do this kind of thing? I pray to Allah that after this particular episode is over, that you will begin and become a new person. You know what you can say to yourself? The Imam was right. Imam Amin was right. I have no reason to hate this person. Or because of the color of their skin. Just treat the person right and pray for the person to also treat you right. I'm not saying that all people are good. I'm not saying that all people are bad. I'm not saying that all people from your tribe is good. I'm not saying that all people from your tribe is bad. Or all people from your nation is good. Or all people from your nation is bad. I am not saying that. Because you have people from your nation that are not good at all. And you all know what I'm talking about. And people from another nation or another tribe, they're very, very good to you. Very respectful to you. Very honorable towards you. They will basically give you the shirt off their back. If you wanted something to eat, they will give you something to eat. And they're from another nation and another tribe. So that doesn't mean you turn your back on your nation, your tribe. It's just that you blocking the blessing this person has to offer to you. They want to give you something that you may need. Okay, then they give you something that you may need and may have it to give to you. But you never know because you have this attitude about hating people based on the color of their skin or based on how they look are based on even how you were raised. If you were raised around a lot of people that look like you and act like you, don't be afraid to come outside that box. Don't be afraid to treat other people with respect. Don't be afraid to have taqwa. T-A-Q-W-A, taqwa. Don't be afraid to have the piety and being a righteous person. And having Allah not look at your shape or your beauty or your wealth, but look at your heart. The beauty and the humbleness in your heart and love you have in your heart and the actions you show but towards other people and they show towards you. That's what is most important and more important than anything else. So I'm just saying that my students, you all who listen to me right now, and let other people who are not listening to me, let them listen to what I just said. I get no benefit whatsoever from this, except for perhaps changing your way. Maybe I get some benefit from that and been smiling because you've changed your way of the way you were to the way you are, because you can change. You don't have to continue to be the same old person. And don't let people keep persuading you. You may have to even think about and look around you and say, well, you know what? I may need to get a new group of friends. Because they support me in my being mean and nasty towards this other group of people. And I don't want to be like that. I don't want to continue to be like that. And so you change. Maybe you depart from those people and get a new set of friends. Maybe the person you're going to be from another tribe, they may become your friend. You just never know that until you try it. Let's get rid of the hate in the world. We can do that one person at a time. Those who listen to my voice can be the beginning, the catalyst, and have that snowballing effect of having other people also hear what I just said or get it from you. You have to give them word for what I just said. You put your own words into it. But the bottom line is, don't hate another person or another group of people just because they look different than you, or they're from a different tribe, or from a different nation. We can do this, my beautiful students. All we have to do is try, and don't be afraid of trying. Don't be embarrassed to try. People gonna get on your case, and they're gonna give you a hard time. They're gonna give you a very hard time. Why are you doing it? Why are you talking to him? Why are you talking to her? You lowering yourself. No, I lower myself because I'm hanging out with you, because I'm like you, because I hate this person because of the color of their skin. That's the only reason. I want to start a war between two groups of people. And hopefully my group of people will be dominant over the other group of people. I want to start this kind of race war amongst the people. You're wrong. You're wrong. You're wrong. You're wrong for doing anything like that or desiring anything like that. And I pray Allah to Allah that Allah takes that hate out of your heart and out of your behavior, and that you're going to strive for just my race going to be the greatest race of all time. No other race exists except for our servitude and to serve us. That's the only reason for them to exist. No, Allah created it to men and jinn that we worship him. And Allah, he created us that what? That we worship Allah and that we do not hate one another, despise one another. We do not do that because we come from nations and tribes, and that we show love towards each other. That's what this thing is. That's what this thing is all about, my beautiful students. I just want to say this last little piece. Let's just basically just be good humans towards each other. It's a simple thing to do, and it starts with you. To find out more and learn more about Islamic faith and how to increase your knowledge of Islam, you go to whyislam.org. You go learn more and you go by International Online University or American Open University. And also, you can go to the Muslim Network TV and find out more information about Islam. I have been your instructor, Imam Hassan A. Amin. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.